Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome. I'm back. I'm sure you missed me endlessly. There was endless weeping and gnashing of teeth thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in last week so aptly and adeptly and all that kind of stuff. And come back to another visit with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. Because if you look out your window in the South Towns, once again, it's one side of the story. If you look out your window in the North Towns, it's another side of the story. And let's bring aboard for further details on this meteorologist and universally beloved Andy Parker. Andy, I somehow missed you.
Yeah, it seemed like we just spoke, but I'm glad you had some time away. That's always good.
Oh, yes. It was so nice to be in the South and encountering the South's cold spell. That was just awesome. Nothing like touring the Alamo wearing winter clothes. So let's talk about the situation with the weather in Western New York. We've got some school districts already canceling some evening and afternoon activities in the South Towns. I'm sure they've been in contact with you. Give us the overall Andy Parker view from the cockpit.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is one of those things where it is a distinct cutoff, and the cutoff is probably the cobblestone district of downtown Buffalo. If you're standing there, you look to the north, it's partly cloudy skies. You look to the south, and you peer through Lackawanna and go down through Woodlawn, Cloverbank, Blaisdell. That's where the belly of the Lake Effect Band is, right through the center of Blaisdell. It's blowing through West Seneca. The south end of Lancaster is a lot uglier than the north side. That continues all the way out through Batavia, really, the extent of this. Maybe even Henrietta and Mendon Ponds, south of Rochester. So those winds are taking those snowflakes inland. Now, on the south side of things, you're down around Dunkirk. Silver Creek is where it comes in off the lake and takes its first step onto land. And then those snowflakes are blowing through the hills of Eden, the Boston, Colden, Collins, and then all the way to Warsaw, occasionally with bursts of snowfall in northern portions of Wyoming, southern and Genesee County. But right now, it is in the South Towns. The North Towns get the cold, all the cold, but not much snow out of this one.
Very interesting. How many inches do you see, and where? I mean, you just told us where the snow is going to be falling, but yeah. How many inches, and who's going to see the most?
Yeah, right now it's looking like that 6 to 12 inch line is going to go from, and these are the towns where I'm going to have the most feedback from. Let's call it northern end of West Seneca. Will have half as much as the southern end of West Seneca. Southwest Seneca, where bumps into Orchard Park over there by, what is it, Taffy's and Tops, Delta Sonic, that corner. That's kind of the dividing line between the 6 and 12 and 3 to 6. You go north of there, you're in the 3 to 6 inch area. You go south of there, you're in the 6 to 12. And I wish Mother Nature would draw an exact line to this, but the edge of the lake effect is a jagged tool, if you will. It's not a clean line. And it's really, we're splitting hairs now when we're talking about half of a town is on this side and half is the other way. Lancaster is the same way. Lancaster closer to Bowmansville, you're going to have a lot less than if you're Lancaster bumping into Elma by Bullis Road. That's the 6 to 12 inch line there. So the northern end of Lancaster, you drop off to 3 to 6. Once you get to Williamsville and Harris Hill, a couple of inches, bursts of snow by the airport. Draw a line along the thruway off towards Clarence, and if you're south of the thruway, you'll have these bursts of snow, and you're in the 3 to 6 inch line. But if you're Alden, Darien, Attica, Alexander, Bethany, Leroy, that you're going to be in that 6 to 12-inch range. And then that drops down to our friends in Wales, Marilla, East Aurora, Orchard Park, all the usual suspects, Hamburg, Evans, Derby, Eden. I think I called out all those names. So those are the numbers that we're going to see the 6 to 12-inch today. And then, Tom, the cold air keeps coming, so that means the lake effect machine keeps cranking. It will change its trajectory later tonight and Tuesday, and that will take the focus away from those first ring or inner south towns of West Seneca, Lackawanna, Blaisdell, and Lancaster, and it will reorient over the Chautauqua Ridge, those beautiful communities of Perrysburg, Gowanda, Sheridan, Forestville, Fredonia, Casadega. So it'll realign over northern Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, and then southern Erie County, Springville. Folks in Springville were wondering, where's my snow? It's coming. It's just got to reorient a little bit, and it'll get there. And it'll last through Wednesday, and then it'll fade away reluctantly. But the cold air kind of sticks around through midweek as well. We're in the teens tomorrow with wind chills single digits.
Delightful. Delightful. And that teens temperature is throughout all of Western New York, but the southern part of our listening area, at least the radio listening area, they still end up with the snow.
Yeah, that's right. The cold is in all play. So from the shoreline of Ontario all the way into Pennsylvania, we've got one icy cold Tuesday. Wednesday isn't much better. It'll be a few degrees, but it'll be less windy. The wind, which is one of the bigger factors, because we can handle 6, 4, 6, 7 inches of snow in a day. But when it's going sideways and we're getting that old school blowing and drifting, and if you remember the crawls that used to go at the bottom of TV, you'd always see blowing and drifting snow. That was kind of the catch line for the Weather Service through a couple of decades. Well, today, that is back in full effect. The blowing and drifting will have those winds right on through Wednesday. Do you want to go in the future, Tom?
Oh, I would love to go in the future and stand on my time machine, because Andy Parker, that's you. You're on the Trocare College WBEN live line, and WBEN Arthur Pressman traffic attorney news time is 2:14. Please let us step onto the time machine and go forward, but we'll make sure we pay our annual income taxes as we go forward.
That's correct. You pass go, and you're going to have to pay the toll. So looking at Thursday and Friday, everybody gets a touch of snow on Thursday. Not a lot, but it'll be an all-play snow. And then as we get to Friday and Saturday, it looks like we're going to get a quick bubble of warmth, and it'll pop us up into the 30s. Everybody will kind of relax a little bit. We get a day and a half, and then, boy, does the door shut again on the warm air, and the cold comes right in. And I know there's another football game coming. I believe it's Sunday at 6:30, correct?
You believe correctly, sir.
And, wow, I mean, we could be in the teens with snow and kind of that quintessential mid-January feel. It's not going to be as nice as Wild Card weekend. The weather will be a lot more wild for the divisional round.
Well, okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Number one, as we step off of the time machine and into the present moment, let me ask you, for the benefit of parents in the South Towns, we know that a lot of the districts are canceling their afternoon and evening activities for today. Are you anticipating any school closings for tomorrow morning?
I do think that visibility is the biggest issue, not seeing the winds drop down too much, and with the snow rates going to intensify overnight, I would anticipate anywhere from Hamburg, Angola, Eden, down to Silver Creek, possibly Dunkirk. Those would be the areas that would be most affected. Two reasons why. It's going to snow there through the overnight, and then that's where you're going to have the worst visibilities early tomorrow morning. A lot of times they'll make that call. If they wait to launch the buses, those bus drivers, bless them, they are up early, and they are ready. They've got their coffee, and then they want to know, are we calling in the crews or are we keeping them back? So that call happens between sometimes 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning, where those administrators that need to do that will kind of look at the forecast before they go to bed. Then they'll look out the window in the morning, and if it's going to be visibilities are low enough and the snow rate is high enough, those would be the areas that I think we'll see some closings. You look at areas that are wondering about it today, like Orchard Park, West Seneca, Lancaster, some of the ones that have shut down their after-school activities. I think those folks are going to school tomorrow because the weather in those spots will improve as the snow gun switches to the deeper sections of the South Towns and Southern Tier.
Oh, delightful. Andy Parker is with us on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line. WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time is now 2:17. So you have mentioned the winds and you've mentioned the temperatures. What will the real feel, or what we used to call the wind chill temperatures, be?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be dropping those down into the single digits. Right now outside, those wind chills are taking numbers down to the teens. So if you're outside and you're saying, hey, this is pretty cold, tomorrow would drop it a decade. Set it right down. If it feels like 17 or 19 today, it'll feel like 4 to 7 tomorrow. So that biting wind is going to keep blowing right on through Tuesday.
So in other words, anybody who has, half a tank of gas or less, this would be the day to fill up before the warmth comes in.
Yeah, if you didn't do it yesterday and you have an opportunity, you know, if it's not snowing hard where you are now in the southern tier, take today to do it. If you're in the south towns, you're almost better off just not running out today, but waiting until tomorrow when things improve.
Now, when did you say we were going to get a bit of a warm-up, Andy?
That's Friday and Saturday. We'll see and when I say warm-up compared to the teens and 20s, mid-30s, not so bad, you know, as you start to see those numbers up Friday. They'll inch up on Friday above the 30-degree mark, and then Saturday looks to be the warm one. And much like the old phrase, what goes up must come down, and that's what's going to happen as we go from Saturday to Sunday, it appears.
Is it true that the sun actually still exists?
It is out there, and surprisingly, I know you weren't around, but the day that the sunset officially hit 5 o'clock, that we started our post 5 p.m. sunset, it was beautifully clear. We got a great picture of it and really haven't seen it since.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain rule about beautiful sunsets, and that is the sun, as much as we want to see the sun, it will always be directly in the line of the direction of our drive at sunset when we are driving at sunset. It's an unspoken rule of Mother Nature she established long ago. Now, you mentioned this earlier, but I think that we need to have some more specificity, if you don't mind, on the Bills-Ravens game coming up. And is it going to be a snow globe? Is this going to be a game where weather is going to be, or has the potential for being, a determining factor?
Yeah, I do think that the cold is going to be here. And I'll put this in kind of football terms since we're addressing the game. If I asked you to tell me who was going to win the ball game, but I didn't tell you who the quarterback would be, right? You'd still have an opinion, but you'd say, well, I can't tell you exactly what I think until we know who's playing quarterback. That's where we are with this forecast for Sunday. We know the cold is going to be there, you know, the rest of the players, but the snow, we'll find out around Tuesday or Wednesday who's playing quarterback. Then that's enough data to give us enough insight to say, is this going to be an impactful snow? Is it going to be just a generalized few inches, maybe not even at game time? So timing and amounts are the things that will start to come into focus through the work week. But the cold is always the easiest thing. The temperatures you're able to time out much easier than the actual elements of the precip.
Well, it sure would be a shame if maybe the Ravens parkas got hijacked on the way to the stadium, or maybe the heaters didn't work on the Ravens side of the field. That would be horrible if that happened.
You know, mistakes, Mother Nature, things of that nature, there's a possibility.
Of course, no matter how cold it is, there will still be people with B-I-L-L-S painted on their bare stomachs parading before the national TV audience. I'm pretty sure I saw you yesterday in the stands.
No. Those days are long gone. One time I will admit to partaking in that, the shirtless Bills game, but no longer. Honestly, there's no way it could have been as cold as it's been when some of these people are shirtless. And it's not just for the camera. They'll in the seats that I had this year, there were some folks that they went shirtless, and that was their mode through the entire game. It's not just for the quick flash of the camera. That is impressively stupid, I think, is the way I would categorize it.
I think that's also impressively alcoholic. But, you know, that's what we do. Buffalo, a drinking town with a football problem. But so Sunday, we know for the game, it's going to be bitterly cold. Snow, we don't know if it's going to be a factor or if it's going to be the dusting of snow on the field, that kind of a situation.
That is correct. And then all of those elements will start to become clear as we kind of move through the work week and see how these weather systems are going to make their way through Western New York. We're watching the one that we have today that kind of sparked and fired up the lake effect machine, and then we'll have another one blow through Thursday, and then we'll have that break, as I mentioned, on Friday and Saturday where the temperatures go up briefly but then come crashing down as we move through Sunday. And it looks like we'll be in the teens on Sunday the way it looks, and that's a cold one.
Of course, it's always encouraging that the fish are warmer than we are. Where does the Lake Erie temperature sit right now?
You know, the last I looked at it, it was at 36 degrees, and we had 13% of the lake ice covered. But that was on Thursday or Friday of last week. And as we look at the lake temperature, they just took that. It's now 35. They took that at 9:20 this morning. So the lake temperature is dropping. It's getting close to 32. And it was definitely crusty around the edges. My guess is that watching the increase in ice coverage, we're probably at least 20%, if not more, with the last few days.
And do you have, I guess overall, I mean, we're already into mid-January now. How is this winter stacking up statistically in terms of temperature, in terms of snowfall, et cetera?
For Buffalo, it's actually underperforming in the snow department because the airport is where the kind of official snow stick is kept, and that number is less than normal, I think by about a foot so far. But if you ask some folks that live in the south towns, they're going to tell you, well, this has been a very active winter because the dividing line has come up to about Lancaster a couple of times and then really spent a lot of time in ski country. They've done very well in Colden, along Route 240, Kissing Bridge, Holiday Valley. I think they're very happy with how things have worked out. And that's because the winds have been northwesterly, which carries the snow across Lake Erie on the short fetch from Canada over towards Dunkirk and dumps it in the hills of the southern tier. But we're starting to hear, I will tell you this, I'm hearing chirps from our north towners kind of wishing for a few flakes to fly a little north of the thruway. I think they're having some snow envy a little bit up there.
Well, unfortunately, mental illness is very common in our society, and I hope that you send those people for the proper counseling and direction in life.
Yeah, social media does set them straight. There's the great debate of happy to keep it south, or keep it south where it belongs is kind of the catchphrase, but there are some folks that appear to say, hey, you know what, I have a good snowblower. I'd like to, you know, use it once or twice this year. So it's kind of funny how if you don't have it, then you long for a little bit.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you know, they can always move to the south towns. They can have their fill of snow. So, Andy, obviously, we want to monetize your digital platform. I always like to say that for Tim Wenger. Monetize the digital platform. So, Andy, how can people check out yourself and your forecasts and all of the information that you bring to bear? You are absolutely pinpoint accurate with your stuff.
Yeah, hey, we try. And then I developed these maps that come out. Everybody has questions. I know I named a whole bunch of towns and put some ranges on it. Social media, if you're on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, you name it, wherever it is, just type in Andy Parker TV, Andy Parker Weather, and it'll bring you right to the page. And we've got town-by-town snow maps that kind of show how the northern half of West Seneca is going to see less than the southern half, and the same thing in Lancaster, and who's in the snow zone bullseye. All of that is detailed there anywhere you'd like on social media. So whatever your wherever you lean on social media, go ahead and search Andy Parker TV or Andy Parker Weather. And if that's not enough for you, my phone is always on. Send me a text. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Type the word weather, and that'll get you some information back. If that's not enough, just ask a question. We'll help you out.
You know, it's really funny because I got kicked off of X permanently considering I hadn't posted anything since like 2013, 2014. I find that very interesting, but I'm a permanent bannee of X for something I didn't post. But anyway, whatever. Andy, I want to thank you very much for your time as always, and I'm sure we'll be talking again this week.
All right, Tom, looking forward to it.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line.